Blog Talk Radio.
I'm only a man with a cable.
With our new extended opening for the night, and
I think
am your
I'm
host.
Crying.
Yeah, I am your host, Matt Marrero, here along with.
Hi, I'm Stish Ram again. Here having, I have no words. I usually have witty jokes, but that was really nice because I heard a lot of theme songs that I really liked.
Yeah, that's actually only that's only one person's theme song. That's DDP's theme song.
Yeah, no, I mean that was
no, it is.
Daniel
Dallas Page. That's Daniel Dallas Page's theme song.
Yes, because that discounts Paige and, you know, Bo Dallas's theme song on there.
No, Daniel Dallas Page. It's one guy.
That's impossible.
Actually, see, people look at that word, and actually what it means I'm possible.
All you have to do is believe.
They can't see me pointing.
That one's for you, Gio. But
yes. That one's for you. But yes, WWE Main Event tonight. The episode title for this one is called "He's Got the Whole Main Event in His Hands."
Does that even work?
Yeah. Well, Bray Wyatt it was a really nice match tonight. I don't know if any of you are aware.
Oh, yeah, Main Event worked. I'm just wondering if the title works.
I feel as if it does.
Hey, if you want to argue with us about our title or anything wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Related. The numbers, the lines are always open. We got 718-664-9468 available just for you guys to call in and talk to us. We would love if you do.
I would like to mention three people called in last night, and sadly they had very lovely things to say, and now we currently have a streak of 3-0. I'm really pushing that someone beats the streak. So hopefully if someone can just come in and just, just say bad things about us, I would be really excited. So
doesn't
John Cena
have
in?
Only like 5 straight at WrestleMania? Like, if we get to 6, does that put us like above John Cena? Are we then assholes?
I think you know what I think what would happen is I think it'd be bad if we go on Geo Show Nerd New York over at Your College Radio YCRadio.org. I think it would be bad if we went there and then buried him.
I almost buried
him. I think
him
that would make us John Cena. Wouldn't it?
But I don't really want to bury anybody.
I don't. But that's just like John
Triple
Cena.
H
I don't
has
think he
my
wants,
shovel.
John Cena doesn't want. John Cena. It's why is it under his bed? What under his pillow? What have you been doing with Triple H? I would like to say though that while John Cena doesn't want to bury anyone, he does. So I think we, you know, inadvertently, if we get to 6-0, we have to bury Gio.
I'll keep that in mind.
And if you have a problem with that, Gio, call us at 718-664-9468. Someone get Gio to call us.
I did not think you were going to go there. I thought you were going to ask Maddie to call again. No, I thought you were going to go ahead and say, if you got a problem with that, we've got 2 words for you. Those guys, because that's the name of our podcast, pretty much, yeah. That's it.
Now we have more things to put on T-shirts. We're literally becoming the WWE, just, put it on a T-shirt.
I would love that, though. We've got 2 words for you. Those guys, the back of the shirt, that's the name of our podcast. What did you expect?
You just fit the entire thing in smaller font.
Yeah.
We should probably get some wrestling, shouldn't we? The first match.
We should
match,
get some wrestling.
We should get into some wrestling.
Acquire Chinese food.
I said get into some. Did you say acquire Chinese food?
No, because you said let's get some wrestling. And in my head it's like, yeah, let's get some Chinese food too.
Because I have some Chinese food, actually.
I hate you.
While watching Main Event.
Fine.
Which, by the way, was wonderful. The first match was literally pay-per-view level. No one likes to pay-per-view level, and I just felt extremely excited to see Seth Rollins being Seth Rollins.
Yeah, no, it was a great match, fuck you, Matt, and it was really entertaining for me to go ahead and jump on my TV and just see Seth Rollins do the Shirai again, because that's always one of my favorite moves to watch. And
it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing, and I just think that they've realized, goddammit, Satish, that when you stop burying your wrestlers with their, you know, with their talent, you can actually see some interesting television and get people behind them, because I wasn't liking Seth Rollins when he wasn't being awesome. I think it's a pretty simple formula. Make him awesome.
Right, and we know that he can be awesome because in Ring of Honor he was doing a lot of suck it, Matt, things that made people want to watch him. And then when he came to WWE, we were like, wow, Seth Rollins can do stuff. Tyler Black can do stuff. Put him with these guys in S.H.I.E.L.D., Dean Ambrose, Jon Moxley, and Roman Reigns, who was, I still can't pronounce it correctly, but it was L-E-A-K-E-E, Leakey, Leakey.
Yes.
But imagine Roman Reigns in tights, by the way. That was what he wrestled.
Ladies.
Yeah, speaking
and
of
men,
ladies,
if you enjoy that.
Oh, my God. After just the whole...
Oh, yes.
I'm pretty sure I'm not faceless, hon. Oh, God,
yeah.
Roman.
That's what he needs. I think he needs to put that, you know, charisma, you're going to die alone, Satish, in his promos. And I think that if he just exudes that, it'll just be a lovely thing, because I have heard some people said some things where it's like, oh, no, you know, Roman Reigns, he doesn't have this charisma. He's just a pretty face. But no, if he becomes this, oh, I'm a pretty boy, it can make him go pretty far, I feel.
I mean, not even the pretty boy thing. He still needs some work overall, because he still needs to be protected in some tag matches. You're going to die first, Matt. And I'm okay with what they're doing right now to let him, like, have his spots where he gets in, throws in his Superman punches, does his spears, is cool. But his work after the match, his little promo bit, that was pretty awesome. You know, where he threw out and he's just like, yeah, I'm the guy that speared you, Triple H. Hi. And it was just this whole confident aura. But because they're faces now, everybody's just... I mean, not that they didn't love him a couple weeks ago, but it's just, it feels like they have the liberty to play a bit, you know, to be more playful, because they're smiling and doing this. Also, Dean Ambrose is a little bit overkill sometimes.
I was worried. I thought Dean Ambrose was actually hurt, because
he
I don't know if he was actually
taking a pretty decent shot to his ribs, but I think
he's
okay.
I haven't heard anything on Cage side, and I was just really worried because, you know, he's, like, stumbling around, and at first I thought it was a joke, but then all of a sudden it's just, oh God, like, you know, Dean, are you okay? I mean, you know, are you okay, Dean? I don't want you to get hurt here. God damn it, fuck you, Satish. And I just think that it's just...
I hate you. I thought I'd won.
I know. I thought you won, too. I was supposed to say something different, but either way, it still worked. I think we should call it truce, but I think we've had a very nice game. Whatever that was.
That was fun for a bit.
It really was. And what I enjoy is that we were making good arguments. we weren't just like being repetitive.
On topic of the like splitting from the whole like little innate little small comments there.
Right.
You didn't like Seth Rollins when he came up? Are you fucking kidding me? Seth Rollins is God.
No, but the issue, here's what I'm trying to say. You have to understand me. What I mean is they weren't, okay. Again, maybe I just wasn't, I was not seeing him for who he was, but when he came into WWE, because, you know, I don't look into Ring of Honor as much, I don't look into other things as much, I know I should, especially after seeing a lot of...
Yeah,
so his WWE run, it was not doing him justice, and I think the same thing is happening to some of these NXT people coming up. They are thinking of them as rookies when really you should promote them as the younger, better, new generation.
What? She got a title run.
That's the thing. Here's the thing. We talked about this last night. It's so like a kind of like a catch where it's like she got the title, but she looked so green in getting it that it's like, no, but I don't know. I know we talked about this, but I just really feel as if she would have like punched AJ in the face with her knee. That is how good she is. She can punch someone with her knee. And
we didn't talk about this on the podcast because I only came across this after. But
right.
Did you come across?
Oh,
I think you did actually. Today,
I saw you post.
Yeah.
I actually didn't see the video yet, but I can only imagine it was beautiful.
Yeah, and it made me cry because I actually,
right.
And not only because I love her, but and I admit. Mm-hmm. So by the way, I cry. I'm a manly guy and I cry. I have emotions.
If you don't cry, you're a robot.
Clear.
Honestly, like if you don't cry, you're a robot.
That clear. Because I think I've said I've cried like 3 times in the past week because Daniel Bryan promo, Daniel Bryan winning, Paige winning.
Oh.
Those are big things for me. But
I cried as well during what was it? During
that
the opening of Raw, I cried.
Yes, that video package, if that doesn't hit you right in the heart as a wrestling fan, you're finding the wrong things to like.
Yeah.
But, so Paige, after the entire event, basically, she was getting congratulated by the entire Divas Division on winning. So Byron finds her after. She is bawling her eyes out.
Oh.
And he's just like, how do you feel? And she's basically, look, I know that Paige is supposed to be angry and supposed to be mean, but I can't because
that's just, oh.
And it's just,
that's beautiful.
They're not even supposed to know me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not special. And tonight it's my dream. I'm living my dream. I just got what I worked for all my life. This is it. This is my moment. I can't believe this is actually happening. And it was just this, and she's bawling throughout this. And I'm just sitting there like, this 21-year-old girl just really achieved her dream.
I have a question. Like, what if they didn't tell her about that until the night before? I know that sounds like a really bad business decision, but we're talking about WWE here. What if they didn't tell her about that until the night before?
I feel like that's what happened.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm not saying that you can't cry when you win your title. I know, you know, Daniel was holding back tears when they were, you know, chanting, you know, you deserve this. But I still feel as if, because of the fact that they changed the AJ thing so quickly, where it's like, well, you know, she can't lose to Naomi or to whoever face they want her to lose to. I assume it would be Naomi. Can't lose to Naomi, so now we have to make her lose to someone else. And it's like, who are you going to make her lose to? Paige.
Right.
Vince, who?
But you want to quickly switch back to main event, or do you want to keep on going?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Paige?
No.
Let's go about Paige.
No, you can go about Paige. We'll switch back to main event because, again, I'm just really happy that they're letting superstars be superstars now, and I hope, and I'm really hoping that it's a turn where I understand if they're not going to let people go full out, obviously, because, you know, it's going to happen. They're going to have people do their moves to get people invested, and that's how it is when you become a big guy in the business, in their business. But I still think that they have to realize now, huh, you know, it's like, oh, why are people fans of them? Well, because of their Ring of Honor work, you know, they've had fans that have jumped along, and that's why he's getting a lot of support, or she is getting a lot of support. All right, so what are we going to do? Don't let them do those things. None of them? None of them, sir. No, none of them. They can't do anything related to why people like them in the first place.
Let me interrupt you for a bit, because we got a caller. Our friend Daniel's calling back from last night, and
he'd
like to ask about the situation. Let me just put him on.
Yes.
And Danny is on the air now.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Danny. Oh, what do you have to say?
Well, are we still talking about main event tonight?
Did you get to see it?
Yeah, I saw it. I saw the Shield win, finally, against the Wyatt family.
Yeah.
Yes. But the thing, I saw that promo in the end, but, like, Seth Rollins, I feel, doesn't need work on his promo. I think he's the best all-around member of the Shield right now.
You know, it's kind of funny. His promo, something about Seth Rollins I actually wasn't enjoying as much. Maybe it's because normally as a heel, he's kind of, something about him having to scream as a face, it actually was kind of like, it felt forced. It was very...
I'm actually with you on this one, Matt, because I'll be the first person to worship Seth Rollins, but it felt kind of weird. Where I was like, Seth, that's not exactly you. Mind you, his ring work tonight was A++++.
Perfect. Oh, yeah, A++.
Danny, you saw the Shirin Ai that I was mentioning, that backflip move.
Yes. I've actually been looking up, ever since you mentioned it, I've been looking up Tyler Black stuff on the indies. I saw his match against Daniel Bryan.
Yes,
or
Bryan
Danielson.
Actually,
I have influenced people out there.
The Red Dragon.
I made a guy
Red
look
Dragon.
Up indie wrestling.
The American Dragon, rather. The American Dragon.
Yes.
I would like to say, by the way, if anyone has a network and they did not see the special that aired right after it, the Daniel Bryan story, you definitely should. My internet cut out halfway through it, but after this podcast, I'm going to jump back into it because it was beautiful. You had both Cesaro and Seth Rollins talking about their work with him in Ring of Honor, and it was beautiful seeing their clips and just having them talk so, you know, nicely about this guy who... If Seth Rollins wasn't a face in the ring, he'd be cursing him out. And it's just really nice. It's just real.
Yeah, Seth even went as far to call him a friend. And they went and I think they were talking with the Bellas and about how Bryan is just a modest guy and how he didn't want a photo of himself in the house, like with the championship thing, because it made him feel weird.
No, yeah, you missed that part, Satish. I don't know if you got to see it, Daniel. You missed it, Satish. In the beginning of it, they actually had Seth Rollins saying, you know, he's a great guy because talking about Daniel. Seth was saying how he's such a great guy because he doesn't enjoy any of this fame. You know, he didn't want this. He just wanted to wrestle. There's a lot of guys in the back of that have these attitudes and have these, you know, these, oh, yeah, I'm actually going to be the best, not Daniel Bryan. Like, you know,
yeah,
that was a fun quote.
Yeah. I did hear, I think, about halfway through where he basically said, you know, I'm in a grocery store and people are walking up to me asking for autographs and pictures, you know, as if I'm this celebrity. And he's like, I don't really think I'm a celebrity. I just happen to wrestle and be good at it.
He doesn't.
And that's what you love about Daniel Bryan. That's what you love about Daniel Bryan.
That's why you know, like you were saying, you feel like you connect with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could just hang out with him in a vegan restaurant or something.
Does he drink beer?
I don't know. I feel like he would. Okay, I actually don't think he drinks beer because I will say this much: if he does, very little, because he always freaks out when Brie goes on her Brie mode kind of thing.
Well,
so
Daniel Bryan, one day I would love to treat you to a non-alcoholic beer.
Daniel Bryan, I would love to treat you to a Coke. Do you drink Coke? He probably doesn't. I'd love to treat you to a water.
Or let's order him a rum and Coke without the rum.
Yeah,
just to mess with him.
Get him
we can make him a Coke Furky or something.
Yeah.
But Danny, what else did you think of main event?
Well, I actually didn't see a lot of it. I just caught up with the endings, and I didn't see much of it. But I always think the Shield versus the Wyatts are actually an A+ main event. That's all that happened.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you should definitely try to go back and watch more of it because the entire card was actually pretty good. If they keep this up, they will have at least one amazing match on main event every Tuesday, which is needed to keep people watching.
Yeah,
no, and it's funny. Yeah, go ahead, Daniel.
Okay, the main event is even though it is the weakest, like, I forgot superstars existed.
Well, because it's not meant to really be a... The thing is, both main event and superstars aren't really meant to be a thing. But maybe at one point
they were.
It
was like Velocity and Heat back in the day.
Yes. But superstars did used to be a thing. I remember I was watching, I was watching old school Raws. I don't know if you guys, everyone listening knows, they have old school Raws. I'm talking about original Raws on the network. You haven't bought it yet, go get it, Gio. So the thing is you have these old school Raws, and... they'll say, like, oh, yeah, you know, on Superstars, this happened. And it's like, oh, so Superstars was still a thing back then. And they actually, I think they played it on Saturday mornings or something like that to kind of get, you know, people watching. And
that was Saturday Morning Slam.
Yes, but I'm talking about, like, way back
in the
day.
He's talking about, like, way back when we were, like, children.
When I said old school Raw, I didn't mean 2012 Raw. I meant, like, 1991 Raw. Like Bobby the Brain Heenan trying to get into the building first episode of Raw. No, it happened. It was true. He was trying to get in the building. No one let him.
No, Danny, we're glad you enjoyed what you saw at main event. Please go ahead and watch the rest of it. You know, get back to us when you can. We always love.
But before you do, one little thing before we cut you off. Do you like us, Daniel? Do you like what we're doing here, Daniel?
You die.
So the streak hasn't been broken yet. We're at 4-0. And hopefully one day we'll break the streak, possibly when we get to 21. Thank you, Daniel. Happy that you called in.
Wait, dude. Now for that joke, I don't like you anymore.
No, but the thing is that you beat me at Extreme Rules. It doesn't matter anymore. But thank you for calling in, Daniel. Have a great night and keep on listening to those guys.
And for those of you out there still listening, 718-664-9468 is the call-in number as always. You can come join in with us at any time and add anything to the discussion, questions, comments, if you want to thrash us.
The streak.
Oh. And then
I'm
going to
wait for a second until I get Matt back.
Q Undertaker's music. Not the American Badass music from last night.
Oh, shut up. That was a good one.
I hate you. It was a great one, but I hate your guts.
I haven't lied. I don't lie, Matthew.
You are a liar, Satish Rev. No, you haven't lied to me on the radio, but off the radio, you are a liar, Satish Rev.
Okay, fine.
But getting back
maybe
to
I
the actual...
said something was 12 inches when it was 11, but come on. I just, at the end of the day.
I don't like 12 inches. But anyway, What was I going to say? Yeah, so the next match right after that was Dolph Ziggler versus A Real American. I love how he was called the A Real American when
right,
he won
the match.
When Jack Swagger
the winner
defeated
of this match, A Real American.
American.
Jack Swagger. I was like, why are they doing this?
What I was also excited about was that, you know, we had Coulter give his, you know, give his analysis on the events that transpired the night before. However, he said nothing about Dolph, which is so rare, because he always points about something at, you know, the opponent, something about them. Couldn't say anything about Bleach,
Dolph,
you know.
Isn't Dolph, like, purely American, though?
That's the thing. I would have laughed if he went, he looked at his hair, he's like, he's a foreigner. Like, everyone's, like, confused, even he is. He's from Germany or something.
I think he's from, he's booked from, like, Hollywood, Florida, right?
Yeah. Oh, actually, he could have said, he's like, for all we know, he sneaked in and across our border. He sneaked across our borders into, you know, from Cuba. Dolph is Cuban. What if Dolph was actually, I'm Cuban, and people don't believe me. What if Dolph is actually Cuban?
What if Zack Ryder, because he has a Hispanic last name, is actually Hispanic?
Oh, yeah, it's Matthew Cordoza?
Cardona.
Cardona. I thought it was Cardona, but either way, yeah, Matt. What's great is someone looked at me. I think it was one of my students, because I do speech and debate. One of my students looked at me when he heard Zack Ryder's real name, and he used to be a wrestling fan, and the kid said, oh, he's you. And I thought, honestly, that's what would happen to me if I tried to get into the WWE. I'm in New York. I would work at a hardcore kind of, you know, underground kind of thing, work my way up, get to the WWE, and then be Zack Ryder.
But if you made it to main event, then we could talk about you right after main event.
That would be great. Just you know, just immediately after the show, just put on the mic, just be like, hey guys, so I thought I was
in.
Really cool. So
you
I thought
would
I was really
call
cool.
In and be like, hey, that Matt Morrero character, he's really picking it up, huh? No,
yeah.
Actually, ratings show that. So that Matt Morrero character is really picking it up, right?
I like that you think I'd still be kept as Matt Morrero. Like, they'd be like Shorty McTrollerson or something.
No, if
they
anything,
would look at me,
why would you?
The Latino Fizzle. That's what they would call me.
The Latino Sizzle?
No, Fizzle. Like, it just
fizzle.
Fizzled out. Not Latino Heat, just the Latino Fizzle.
Well, you mean the Latino Cold? Can Latinos not deal with cold? Is that what you're trying to imply?
I don't like the cold.
You Latino?
But, what?
Nothing.
I'm Spanish. I am. I hate
you're
you.
You're sure, right?
I'm
you pretty
damn
much
sure.
Like a white privilege kind of guy.
I know where you live. I know where you live.
Those are the two people that are listening to this podcast. No, I'm kidding. We have more.
That's what John Cena said. Going into SummerSlam.
The two people know where he lives.
Yeah. What if John Cena just like broke down and just started giving a really bad promo, but didn't realize, he's like, you know what, the stars in the sky and just, you know, just everything's just, you know, people expect so much from me, and then just immediately just starts crying in the ring.
Are you making fun of Paige? I know where you live, man. I'm gonna kick your ass, man. You're making fun of Paige, aren't you? You're making fun of Paige.
That's how I feel most fan bases are. Just, you know, I'm not a big fan of Summer Rae. You making fun of Paige?
You're making fun of Stars in the Sky. I heard that.
Just,
and her theme
what?
Song is Tear the Stars Down from the Sky. I heard that.
I don't think I said that, Satish.
No, you did. Don't try to put that in there. Don't. No. We were talking about
And then Rusev
event.
Fought Sin Cara. And that
he
was
great. Christmas Cara.
He fought Christ Cara.
No, he fought Christmas Cara because it was just... And Sin Cara is without face, right?
Without face?
Or like faceless in English, it would be like...
Oh, okay. I don't know my Spanish while I am one.
No, because I believe Sin Cara is like without face or faceless.
Right.
And in my head, it
Which
would
is
be
scary.
Like Navidad Cara. Cara Navidad. Christmas case.
Navi Cara. Feliz Navicara.
Because he was Christmas Cara tonight. Again, he
Feliz
was
Navicara.
And it's like, while that looked nice, someone should give him a tap on the shoulder like, hey, Hunico, bro, red and green is Christmas. Save that for December.
I think he stopped caring after his push died when he lost to Rusev. It died before that. But I don't think Rusev is helping his quote-unquote push.
Are you feeling better now? You got Sin Cara instead of Zack Ryder to be fed to Rusev.
No, because if people are still, even though no one should remember, they're remembering original Sin Cara, then he sort of got a push as Hunikata. Now he has nothing. So while it's a step on the ladder, he's taking one step at a time. With one foot.
No,
with one
he
foot.
Actually took a step back, because if I'm going to argue with the logic last night that you were going with more established guys, Zack Ryder had a miniature title run.
Yeah, well, again, we're not supposed to remember that. So as of current standing, while Sin Cara is above Zack Ryder, at the same time, he was also in a
Zack
Scooby-Doo
Ryder.
Promo.
Zack Ryder's above Sin Cara, although, granted, yes. The Scooby-Doo movie.
We
didn't even talk about that. I'm not even...
We need to watch it. No, we need to watch it to be able to talk about it, and because, you know, just all of the why.
I want to watch it with somebody that's younger. I need to find a younger family member. Just be like, hey, will you watch this with me? I just want to see their reaction.
And like a younger family. Can you watch with me?
No, that looks like horse shit.
Okay.
Why do my younger family members sound Hispanic, Matt?
Listen, okay.
I think I'm Mexican because I'm brown. Are we being racist tonight? I think I'm going to hurt.
What if Sin Cara is actually white? What if we thought it
Are you
still on the
page again?
What
Are
if
you
we
on the page again? Because you said white and Paige is really white? Is that what you're trying to do here? Because I'm not going to have any of that, Matt. That's my fucking queen.
What if Paige is Sin Cara?
When did she acquire the extremely large and noticeable shoulder tattoo?
I love how you haven't thought... Your first thought wasn't that Sin Cara wrestles shirtless. It was the tattoo.
Yeah, I'm not trying to over-sexualize Paige. She's a beautiful woman, but I respect her for the fact that she can work in the ring, not because she's beautiful. Although it doesn't hurt that she's beautiful.
Quite true. What if they actually, like, got people fake shoulder tattoos? And it's just like, that's Sin Cara. I'm pretty sure that's Mark Henry.
Shoulder
that's
tattoos?
Sin Cara.
Are you trying to make fun of the Usos now? The Usos are pretty fucking awesome. You know, they have a shoulder tattoo similar to The Rock. Because
I was going to mention that if you didn't.
That is really successful in wrestling that leads to Roman Reigns. So basically what you just told me is that you hate Roman Reigns and you want him reburied. And you know what? I will not stand for that, Matthew.
I think we need a 5-man tag match with The Rock, Roman Reigns, and the Usos. And by 5, I meant we're also going to add in Rikishi.
I thought you were going to say, I think we need a 5-minute break. And I was going to go and said, ooh, can I do Batista love ballads?
Well, no. You know what? Actually, you know what's bad, though? I was making that as a joke
Batista
back
love
when we
ballads?
Had a speaker. The Batista love ballads, but remember, it became a thing. During the main events hyping up, or any promos that were hyping up WrestleMania for their match, they had a slower version of Voices for Randy Orton, and they had a slower version of I Walk Alone for Batista. You didn't hear those?
I don't know if you're trying to mess with me right now.
Dude, they were on main events, like, during the promos, like, during the cuts, and they were also on... I think they were on Raw, but I think they were more on main event.
I was just straight up thinking of, like, you've heard that he walked alone into a pit of danger. Now let him walk his way into your heart. What's his
I
new?
Walk
I'm
for
good.
Miles inside this pit of danger. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. A place where no one follows me. I walk alone. And then all of a sudden, just like the little hood, just, whoa.
I can just get a little chorus going, whoa, and just have it fun. You know, Batista love ballads. By now, call us here, and we
at
can get you the deluxe edition. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The deluxe Silver Dome edition. Call now at 718-664-9468. And if you call now, you get nothing for free.
What? You will get the deluxe edition at some point for paying of Batista's album, which will include his rap single, Bitch, I'm the Batista Bomb, like Tick Tick.
1, 2, Batista Bomb's clicking. 3, 4, don't know where this rap's going.
If we get a caller within the next 3 minutes, I will write out that rap song. I will write it for you people.
What if we get MVP calling? Just like, no, I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
I ran back to the switchboard out of fear because I wanted to see if someone called just to try to get me to write the song.
What if that's how we get people to call? Just the Tish will write music for you, and then I will sing it. Call now. That immediately we realize that we get the stats. It's just like at 23:37, 60 people stopped listening. And we're really happy because we thought there were 60 people. Like, that's just what we...
I remember our reactions.
Yeah.
Also, for the record, Mona and Maddie are making fun of me because they're like, you remember the days he worshipped AJ? For the record, I still love AJ. I think she's wonderful. Like, I think people are freaking out because they're like, hey, this is just like, did he get over AJ? No, she's still
perfect.
You're
casting your other idols aside. Worship them. Do not praise the fallen idol. Praise them.
Other people can worship AJ for me because she's wonderful and she's talented. And
I
want to
worship
that.
Her. I want to worship her like in insanely unhealthy levels. But the issue is that her last name is Mendez. Her real last name is Mendez. My grandpa's last
Mendez,
name is
right?
Mendez. Yes, April Mendez.
From New Jersey.
Yeah, from Jersey. From Jersey. And so we have her, and then we have my grandfather, who's named, I forgot his first name because he was an asshole, but his last name is Mendez. So what matters is that I don't even want to go near that now. I'm just
what
really
made me
worried.
Laugh in my head and you know, respect the dead and all that, but I thought asshole Mendez and April Mendez have the same initials.
Conspiracy!
But,
you know what I like, though? I like that I said, I'm never going near that, as if I had a shot. As if I won the Royal Rumble into her pants. And I was just like,
no, it's
you know,
funny, because, yeah, I make the joke. It's like, yeah, Paige is 21, I've got a shot. And then I cry myself to sleep, because I know I could never be with someone that famous.
Well, remember
but
something, she's on the main roster now. And they come to Brooklyn, like, at least once or twice
a
year.
It doesn't make me upset. I mean, I think I've talked about this before, because it's not like my goal in life is to be with a celebrity, you know? But
yeah.
Can I appreciate her from far away and say that she's my queen? Yeah, I can. And if she ever catches wind of that,
away,
I'll probably run.
So when you say far away, do you mean like restraining order far away, or I mean as through your television?
Well, I haven't had a restraining order yet, so I think I'm safe.
Right, right. What's funny is Satish goes around saying he's poor. He's actually very well off. He's poor because he flies everywhere to follow Paige.
She's from Britain. That would really suck, actually, financially.
Yeah. Well, no, not, like, specifically her, because, you know, she wrestles a lot. So, literally, just you're following her basically through, like, all the different WWE events that she goes to.
That'd be nice.
So it's even worse.
It'd be like season tickets to my favorite baseball team.
Except if all of them were Paige.
Yeah. I mean, if all my favorite baseball players were Paige, that would also be cool. Although I don't know how successful that team would be. I think they'll probably tank and finish in last place.
What if they were all Paige except that they're still males? Would you be okay with this?
I am.
They don't have manly features. They look completely like Paige, just, you know, they're you can tell that they're guys.
What did you do? Give them a Y chromosome?
Yeah, just one. That's the story of my life. That's going to be when I write a novel one day. That's the story of my life. Just
your
how did I get
is really offended right now? Oh, cause I'm glad you brought that out. Because I'm like, we just went from a story of turning a beautiful woman into a male. You're like, yeah, that's the story of my life. That's who I'm with. I'm like, Matt, please say
no.
This now.
No, that's not what I meant, baby. I love you. She's not listening because she's not caught up yet. So what we're going to do is I'm going to download this file.
When you eventually listen to this out there, I'm really sorry I spoiled the Paige thing for you, but she's my queen.
Yeah, well, I love her, but it's her fault. She shouldn't be scrolling Facebook two days.
Dude,
I
you guys
love her
are
going to
so be fine. And in 2 weeks, she's going to hear this podcast, and she's going to be like, so it's my fault, you little bitch.
We're
going
to
get
into a future fight. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
No, I love her. I love her to death.
Now.
She's my angel. She's like the best thing in my life. But hot damn, two days after WrestleMania, 2 days after Raw, for frick's sake, don't go on the internet.
At all.
Whatever your first thought is when you jump onto a computer, negate that thought. Just, oh, maybe I should. Wrong. But what if I... Wrong.
What
if I clicked into wrong?
Undertaker having a streak broken got national attention.
Yes,
and
actually.
And Daniel Bryan winning the title actually made some newspapers, which is really funny.
Well, because
it's
what
really
I
nice,
think it
but
is
it's really kind of funny.
I will admit, Daniel Bryan is an anomaly because, I mean, I feel like I think it might be simply because the Yes Movement did catch on as a real phenomenon. Also, for the Undertaker thing, I think it's because since it's been 21 years, a bit more because Undertaker debuted a bit before that, I believe. Yes? He debuted before WrestleMania, not on it. Yes? Or am I wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I mean is this. It takes a while for people to actually get into, you know, like, you know, writers, basically in places of power where they still like wrestling or at least remembered it fondly. So now all of a sudden it's WrestleMania, streak broken. What? We're going to write about that. So immediately it actually becomes like a, you know, something in the newspaper where people
mm-hmm.
who stopped watching wrestling a while ago or only watch WrestleManias once a year because that's all they care about immediately freak out because it's The Undertaker. And it's WrestleMania.
Right.
And it's their childhood for many of them. Depending on how old you are, it's either your, you know, your childhood, your teenage years. You know, you could be a teenager now still watching, rooting for Bray Wyatt and The Shield, and think, wow, you know, I was watching The Undertaker 10 years ago, you know, and here he is destroyed. So,
that
yeah.
kind of makes me sad. Wow, I mean, you know what's crazy, though? Undertaker's
what?
Streak, I mean, it, this was the 22nd match, right?
Right.
I'm turning 21.
Exactly.
Undertaker, when I was a baby, was doing this stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to be 22 in September. Like, it's happening, man. Like,
are you sure?
You know, no, I was wrong. That's not my birthday. Go to hell.
Yeah.
Go to hell. Are you sure? You know, now that you mention it, I'm actually 45. I need
yeah.
to reshape my life. I need
Whoa.
To start doing things.
How did I get
here? Whoa. Just Brock Lesnar has now had 21 consecutive WrestleMania wins. But
I've been chanting yes for 20 straight years.
What if Daniel Bryan becomes, you know what, now that we've talked about main event and it doesn't matter anymore, what if, although I would like to
but
say,
did you cover
this is
everything
the last,
for main event?
Yeah, this was the last, we didn't really cover the Sin Cara match, but I mean, Rusev won in record time.
No,
he destroyed Sin Cara.
Yeah, also, Lana did her job well tonight.
Very well. I mean, she was very into it, and I really enjoyed the whole, like, you know, stop, you know, like,
no,
stop
I
this,
loved
you know.
It because it really seemed like Rusev is just this animal, and Lana has
yeah.
trained him to
oh,
basically
yeah.
do, you know, so he, and I love that he'll hold on to the camel clutch until she gets him to stop.
That
and
was
that's
nice.
Really cool. Because in my head, it's like, is that going to lead to something where, like, you know, someone starts fighting with her, and then
yeah.
Rusev doesn't know what to do?
I think what would be very interesting is when he actually becomes a big deal. Because right now, I mean, obviously they're doing this because
right
they do it with everyone.
Right now he's got his monster heel squash
they're,
thing
yeah,
going on.
Yeah, you know, they're doing it with everyone. What else can you do, right? But I really want to see what happens when he'll fight against someone like John Cena. And see where that goes. Because I think, you know, someone at the top like that will really bring the best out of a guy like Rusev, or at least out of the characters of Rusev and Lana, where it's just, all right, what are they going to do in this situation? I mean, I really feel like it elevated Bray to another level. And I think that's who John can be now, a guy who just elevates other people. Because even
yeah,
if he beats them,
can.
So long as it happens in a way where it did with Bray Wyatt, I mean, you can tell... Bray Wyatt losing may have gotten him more steam. He may have actually gained momentum. Something I've
yep.
never really seen from a John Cena loss.
We've got another caller lined up here. It's one of our greatest hits from last night. Angie's back.
Oh, that's another name of a movie. That we should
name
Angie's
name
back.
Of a movie.
Yeah.
Angie's back.
So Angie's back.
Wait,
let's put her on.
Put her on.
All right.
There we go. She should be on the air right now.
You guys totally made me sound old when you were talking about Undertaker. I mean...
No, that's what I'm saying. It makes me feel old, doesn't it? Because this was the 22nd match, right, in the streak. And
uh-huh.
That's... Like, he's been doing this streak longer than some of us have been alive. You, myself...
Angie, yeah, aren't you a year younger than me?
Yeah,
or,
I am. I
okay,
am.
So you're the oldest statistic, then. Okay. Yeah, I'm...
No,
so
she's your
grandpa.
Younger than me.
What?
Satish
aren't you
grandpa,
younger than
no.
me, Angie?
I believe I am.
I forget. Well, Satish, yeah, you're
I'm,
2 years?
I'm
no,
turning 20, bro.
Yeah,
oh,
she
okay.
turns 20. I'm turning 21. So even both
hello,
of
grandpa.
Us.
Hello,
I'm old.
Matt, you're
yeah.
45. What are you doing?
Whoa.
But, Angie, what are your thoughts? What are you thinking? What's the lucky calling for?
I don't know. I'm still pissed that he lost. I'm still pissed.
Welcome to the rest of America.
Yeah, and that pin was ridiculous. But anyways.
Well, my question is, I think, because I want to get your take on it, because I know you don't, I'm assuming at least, you're not reading up on a lot of stuff on the internet, and I want to ask you.
I am not. I am not as updated on wrestling as I was when I was younger.
No, but that's great, because I want to ask you, do you think Brock Lesnar was the right guy to win it?
No. No, not at all.
Let me ask, what was your cutoff? Did you see Brock Lesnar when he was originally with the company?
No, I did not. I did not. I heard of his name because of people I knew, but I did not know his backstory when he first started.
So I have a question then to you. Does he seem like a newcomer, or do you know he's
to me he seems like a really hardcore noob to me.
Ooh, I kind of like that because because here's the thing. Many people want the hardcore noob to actually win the title to get that kind of not win the title. Basically, it's like winning Undertaker's title, basically, to kind of get that push, right? But we didn't want a veteran to do it. So to us, to many of us who disagree with it, we think of Brock Lesnar as a veteran. However, you think of him as a new guy. That's actually really interesting.
Yeah, because Undertaker, I've stuck with him, and he's stuck with me even now. I may have disconnected from wrestling probably more than 5 years ago, but I still know him, and I know his face, and I know his legacy, and it's just kind of disappointing to see that he lost that.
I like that sounds as personal.
Well, because I think it's
personal, didn't it?
Because the thing is I think it's something where certain characters come and go. I mean, I think while Satish and I do latch on to the mid card guys because a lot of their fun characters like Goldust and things like that, certain people do come and go, and you'll forget about them. I love him, but you'll forget about certain people until they come back, right? Undertaker though, you never forget him. With how much he's done for the company.
Yeah, some of these guys that are really lovable, you never forget, like Scotty Tuhati, back when we were teaching those kind of guys.
God.
Always loved them. But then you've got The Undertaker, who, his streak was synonymous with WrestleMania. I keep saying that. But it was just shocking and done in a weird way, where I still, my only complaint, not even that the streak was ended, but that it was ended by Brock Lesnar.
Yeah,
of all people.
It's kind of funny because people are just like, Brock. It's like, I love, and it's true, it was Undertaker's choice. But I love how people try to use that as a way to try to say everyone's wrong. Like, no, but are you saying Undertaker's wrong? Yeah. Undertaker, if Brock Lesnar showed us anything, Undertaker isn't supernatural, meaning he's human. Meaning I can go against his opinion because he's a human being.
True.
Yeah.
We have that sense where we totally forget that he is capable of losing no matter how long that streak can go.
Yeah.
And then when he does, it's just like, he totally lost his magic. When in the first place, he was just a very popular wrestler.
Another thing, too, I think that is that, I don't know if you know this, Angie, he wanted to lose this to Brock Lesnar a couple years back, but they couldn't get Brock back.
I had a feeling that he did this, this recently, but I had a feeling he wanted to lose at some point.
Yes, well, because
it was his thing. He wanted to lose the streak at some point.
Yeah,
he made the choice. Go to retirement.
Yeah. No, but the issue, and I think, is that he wanted it to be done 3 years ago. I'm assuming that the match quality and the build-up and everything would have probably been better 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another issue, too, because, even though we would have lost a few good matches from it, still, it's one of those – it's like, I assume you know who Sting is. Yes, Angie?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Oh, my God. My brother still has a toy from him, but yeah.
I actually do as well. I have two. I have Red Face and White Face Sting. But regardless, what matters is that, I don't know if you know, there's rumors of him – well, not rumors. He's been confirmed to have been signed on with WWE. So sometime this year –
what?
Sting will be coming back. If Undertaker is well enough to come back for another match, there's a good chance they're going to have a match.
Oh, my
God. However, they're both old. And that's the issue, where 5-10 years ago, this match would have exploded from the inside out.
Yes,
and it's it's the same situation where it's like maybe 3 years ago, this with Brock Lesnar would have made a bit more sense.
Mm-hmm.
But same thing where with Sting a while ago would have been, but now they're just capitalizing on things a bit too late, and we don't necessarily have good television because of it.
Yeah, we really don't. After that, it's just That song, it's a little too late, but anyways.
Yeah. All right, but happy we had you on again, Angie. What do you think about
it? Before we let you go real quick, I just want to, I know that you debuted your own little podcast tonight, and I don't know if you want to just throw in a little plug there.
Yeah, I did. I'm throwing a little fire, a little competition.
Yes.
My channel is called College Crew, where it talks about social issues, romance, anything involving all that good stuff in college.
Where was it tonight, right?
Yes, it was tonight. It aired at 11.
Oh, but we can't do it at 11 anymore then. We couldn't.
No,
Angie's
don't
viewers.
Worry. In the future, we will cooperate to make it so
yes,
we can promote
we will,
your
we
show.
Yes, we will. Maybe
you
not try and annihilate each other, but that's
no.
A
you have
story.
To. No, I didn't even know this was happening. Is it on Blog Talk Radio as well?
Yes, actually, we had this conversation today where I was discussing our podcast with her, and she was so excited at the prospect of her own that it led her to make one.
No one seems to be smiling right now, but this is awesome.
I'm sorry, guys. I kind of got inspired by you. And one of my friends did, collabed with me. She was a guest on the show, and we talked about, like, a very interesting topic. So.
Oh, wait. So it's called – what is it called again? Because I really want to promote this. It's called
– College Crew.
College Crew. Okay. Did you make your Facebook yet? Because make your Facebook, and we'll promote the hell out of that.
I should totally
mm-hmm.
make
we
a
definitely
Facebook.
Will.
OMG.
Yeah. Make your Facebook. You could even make a Twitter. We've made a Twitter that we got to tweak a bit, but definitely make your Twitter, too. And just, I mean, promote the hell out of it. I would love to listen to it, you know, be on it as well. I mean, of course, you're also welcome to come on here when we start talking more about anime and things like that.
Oh, yes, totally. Oh, my God.
Definitely.
I will talk about anime too. Come on, like I was this close to talking about Doctor Who, but that was another thing.
I think people know that she's a New Yorker now.
I
think people know that she's a New Yorker. But yeah,
we must know about the Angie, all right?
But Angie Love, we're gonna let you go for now. Thank you.
No,
for calling.
Before we do, before we let her go, I would like to know what do you think about us, Angie?
You guys are shit.
Yes. Oh wait, no,
I can do better.
Wait, that was fake. Oh, crap. The referee ruled it a disqualification.
It doesn't count, though, because
sadly,
we need someone to actually come in and basically
you want criticism?
Try to rip us apart.
I don't know, you guys. Like, so far all I've heard is wrestling. Now, when you talk about stuff that I'm really into, then I'll start criticizing you.
All right. We'll see you up soon.
All right, are we 5-0, or was this a DQ?
I think you're still 5-0. You're undefeated out of the ball game.
No, but saying you'd give us the 5. So are we 4-0 or are we 5-0?
I think you're 5-0.
Damn it!
Okay.
Why do you like us?
I don't know. I can't help it, guys.
The strike lives, Matt.
Don't worry. You turn old, and then you're still scary, but you'll turn old, and then lose at a 5-second pin. That's it. Don't worry about it.
Well, I hope so.
Link that.
I hope so, Angie. I really pray to God that happens. Well, it was nice having you on, as always.
All right, thank you. You guys
have
care.
A wonderful
night.
Night.
All right,
have a wonderful
bye.
Night. Matt, you know what I'm waiting for now?
What?
Our American Badass stage.
Yeah, I'm just that moment when we're just like, it's like I'm getting old, and immediately we just put on yo, be like, yes,
not
rolling.
Even that. I'm
we're
gonna
rolling.
I'm gonna bust out the Limp Bizkit. Yeah,
keep yes.
rolling. I will bust that out. One of
and
days.
I know y'all
not
be
today.
Loving this right here. LIMP. Ooh, my back, my hip. What?
Why?
But wasn't Undertaker? Well, it's funny to say like, oh, Undertaker was old when he was the American Badass because he's still wrestling today. And American Badass was what, like 11 years ago?
Yeah, because that was in Here Comes the Pain, and that was like.
I just bought Shut Your Mouth today. I just bought Shut Your Mouth today from.
Is that a good idea? Should we do the video games at some point? You know, and just talk about wrestling.
Actually,
video games about the ages?
Actually, what I wanted to do, as you know, is we got to get a camera in, and we actually have to do the Let's Play.
Oh,
I was thinking of doing a Let's Play, but basically it's like, you know, we record us. There's a lot of cool shows that, you know, have people recording themselves while they play, and I really enjoy that more than the, you know, talking over video games. And I would love to have our own version. We can call the show Those Guys Play With Themselves.
Yeah, no, and wouldn't that be wonderful? But
I think it
just,
would.
I hope I need to warn the crowd, you know, Matt is really attractive. I'm not.
Yeah.
You know when you see Roman Reigns?
Whoa!
You know when you see Roman Reigns? Now think really far away from that to like the hand that Mae Young gave
Mona,
birth to.
Mona, Maddie, anyone listening? I'll even hang up and call back in to tell you that you're attractive. Someone call in to tell
Matt,
me.
I have
Angie,
caller ID.
Angie, we need you again.
I have caller ID on the switchboard. If you call in again, I will.
Gio, call. Daniel, call. Hey, Bruno, you want to call? I know he's listening. Everyone, call in. Flood the gates and be like, hey, Satish, and then we'll cut you off. Hey, Satish, and then we'll cut you off. I'm so worried we're going to get like 30 phone calls right now.
No, we're
defending
good.
Defending your honor.
We've got 10 minutes left. Looking ahead to SmackDown, I know they mentioned that we're supposed to see Daniel Bryan and the Usos versus Kane and Batista and Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Is it going to be entertaining if we find out that Main Event was more watchable than SmackDown?
I'm going to laugh
that's
really
become
hard.
The thing now, because we mentioned last night that you know Main Event is going to have that one match at least that they're going to promote so people will watch it.
Well, the thing is this. This was okay. I was trying to mention this before, but we got cut off by all of our humor. This is the last episode on ION. So they may have wanted people to get to watch either on ION as well as on the network to really kind of get involved with it because it's their last one. So there's a chance that – I'm not saying it's going to decrease from here because they still want people to watch it on the network because they're putting it on the network, but I don't know what's going to happen from here. I don't think we'll be getting Shield versus Wyatt matches for forever. But I will say this, though. I got really sad because they were chanting, "This is awesome," the crowd, and I thought, hey, the crowd chanting, "This is awesome," at Main Event. That never happens. That was actually upsetting. Just, this never really happens.
I think Main Event's a nice way to get people into wrestling in a way, because if it's still solid, it's not too much for them to take in one night, you know?
It's
because,
very true.
Yeah, I used to suggest, the Raw last night, you know, the Mania post-Raw, that's
right.
A big thing, because it's basically the first Raw of a new year for them, because, you know, everything restarts after Mania. So I want to tell people, hey, let's jump in, watch this Raw with me, but that's 3 hours, and even with commercials cut off, that's 2 hours. That's a lot of stuff to take
in. Yeah, 2.5,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's sometimes easier to throw them something like, hey, watch Main Event with me, and then you can tell them, okay, so this is these guys' backstory, this is these guys' backstory, and then by the time Raw rolls around the next week, you know, you've taken the week to been able to teach them some of these things, and they don't need to ask about, let's say, the Shield and the Wyatts again. You know, so then you can focus on these other guys and slowly incorporate them into wrestling. And I say this because Maddie and I recently converted Mona to watching wrestling, and Blaine is, you know, starting to watch. We're trying to get some people into watching wrestling.
Right, I'm so sorry I forgot about you, Blaine. Call and tell Satish that he looks good. But you're saying, Satish?
No, but isn't I think it'd be nice if we can just get more people into wrestling, because obviously wrestling is an easy thing for us to talk about. It's a guaranteed topic every week. It's not going to be the only thing we talk about here on this podcast. We've done Space Dandy. You've done The Walking Dead.
I mean, tomorrow we're going to talk about Dragon Ball Z. We'll get to that in a second.
Right,
but,
and over spring break, I may do a solo one on a podcast called Welcome to Night Vale. Sort of, I'm going to podcast about a podcast. But, yeah, it's going to be fun. But, you know, at the end of the day, it'd be nice to get some people into wrestling. It's a nice thought to think about, I guess.
I think it's a good thing to get people, because the thing is, I think, you know, you can kind of let yourself go, because it's just wrestling is a way to just be like, hey, this is fun. This is just really fun to get into, and it's unless they're really, you know, trolling you or they're really trying to get you down, like with the Daniel Bryan chase, you were really starting to feel it. Or with the Undertaker, Brock Lesnar thing, you know, you can feel that, the anger from that. But, you know, there are still some really nice moments and some nice spots and some just really entertaining people. I mean, whenever I see Fandango come on the screen, I really enjoy his character and I really like him getting on the mic and being this I'm Fandango. And it really signifies, you know, what you're watching, what you're getting. Same thing with Goldust. This is what you're getting into. Either enjoy the ride or get out of the car.
Anyone who latched on recently, if you can, watching that Daniel Bryan promo, I think should be able to incite some kind of emotion in you. You know, where you look at this, it's like, wow, this kid has progressed. He's been through a lot of hell, and it looks like he's fighting, and wow, that's kind of cool. You know, and then you've got an entire arena chanting, "You deserve it," at him. I mean, if you jump in at that, like, wow, this is a loved guy, isn't it? Why do they love him so much? And then you just, you delve into it.
And then, yeah, especially because of the network, you can see some things. I mean, you can also, you know, YouTube some Ring of Honor clips and things like that.
Oh, yeah, the WWE Network is an – and again, we've said this before. If you have any minimal interest in wrestling, the WWE Network is an incredible resource.
You liked it 30 years ago? Get it now. You're going to see those old matches. They have Madison Square Gardens. I mean, they have so many old matches that they're not even taking down things to update like certain on-demand services do.
That's correct.
Just updating. So they didn't. So to get more Raws, more old school Raws, they didn't say, "Oh, let's take out the first Raw." They just said, "Hey, let's just add 10 more," which is a brilliant concept. I mean, by the time 2015 rolls around, there's a good chance that their first Raws will be 8 years in the future to the first SmackDown.
Isn't that cool to think about?
It is, because, I mean, we can end up doing podcasts on just old-school pay-per-views and old-school Raws. Because it can just be like, hey, dude, just, like, imagine that. Your homework is that you have to watch an old-school Raw. I'm so sorry. It's beautiful.
It makes me happy, because I wrestling is not the greatest thing that's ever happened to the planet, but obviously you and I enjoy it a lot. And it's just really nice when people can get into the things that we like, right?
It is. It has been nice because, you know, it's just these characters are just fun. That's all I can really describe it as. If you're, you know, really anti-fun, I feel, you may not enjoy this.
And on that topic, by the way, I mean, we've got about 4 minutes left, and we're finishing up here. But the Facebook page is out there. Like us if you can. And what's more important than liking us is talking
comments
to us. Please, because, you know, we do this for you guys as much. You know, do you remember on Raw last night, Matt, when they had the whole – the WWE would be nothing without you kind of thing, and Daniel Bryan goes out into an empty arena.
Yeah.
That's exactly
how
we feel. You know, we're obviously, if we don't have interaction with you guys, I mean, we would love to take suggestions on these things. If you wanted to do a Pokemon podcast, we can do it, but you got to tell us.
We got to know that's what you guys want. I mean, we know what we want, but we got to know what you guys want. So definitely, you know, even like it, you know, comment on our you know, podcast, say the things that you may not want to call in to say, Gio, and just really get involved with us, because, you know, those guys would love to hear from you guys.
Yes, both Matt and I are linked to that Facebook page, and we're on pretty, you know, we're pretty responsive on our regular Facebook pages. So if you shoot us a comment or a message, even if it's a message of gratitude or a message of anger, you know, we would love to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Feedback would just be really cool for us, because, you know, we're trying to hit the ground running. I know we're really getting into this. Last night felt like a big climax for us. It was fun. You know?
Definitely.
And I'm just trying to be normal here. We're down-to-earth people.
I know. And before I go, I would like to say tomorrow, Satish Rem and I, along with a friend of mine, Tristan Walter, will actually be coming on. We will be doing the first Dragon Ball Z movie, The Dead Zone, where we will be talking about the entire movie as a whole after watching a few different dubs, because as I'm sure you know, there's the Funimation dub, the Ocean dub, and the Japanese dub. So it will be very interesting to get all three of our takes on this. And, yeah, it's going to be great tomorrow, 11 p.m. Definitely listen in. Definitely call in. We'd love to have you. And, I mean, just play me out with This Fire Burns for once. Wouldn't that be nice? Hmm?
What was that?
This Fire Burns? Hmm?
All right, let's see if I got that one on tap for you tonight.
Oh, you don't have it, and that's what makes me sad.
No, I do have it. I need to find it. Hold on.
You're a liar.
What?
You're a liar. I like this song choice better. I'm okay with all of this.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Thank you guys for listening to those guys.
understand. Breakdown.
I'm really getting into this, guys. If you're listening to the archive, I am so into this song, you have no idea. But sadly, this program is going to have to end there.